Some 182s will be considered light sports. All 172s will be considered light sports. That means you no longer will have to get a medical, ever. You can fly with a driver's license.
Holy crap.
This is what they really wanted back then. And now we have it. Do you want to go rent aircraft? No longer have to get a private pilot.
You can be a sport pilot.
You can be a sport pilot.
And fly one of the most widely available aircraft.
In the world.
Welcome to the Aviation Mentors Podcast, the podcast that takes your dreams of flight and turns it into reality.
Sponsored by Strass Financial, financing your flight training.
For pilots, by pilots. I'm Brandon Martini, a commercial pilot and flight instructor.
And I'm Carson Vasquez, I'm a private pilot.
Whether you're a seasoned pilot or beginner with dreams of flight,
Aviation Mentors is your source for expert insights, industry trends, and inspiring stories.
So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this incredible journey through the skies.
And stay connected with us on social media for exclusive content.
And visit our website at www.aviationmentors.com. And let us be your co-pilot on this adventure.
Welcome back, everybody, to another awesome and, of course, amazing episode of the Aviation Mentors Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome back to part two of the Aviation Mentors Oshkosh Edition. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's going to be a good wave today.
Great wave today. I hope you guys are on board with that new saying of mine. And without further ado, we are finally going to talk about Mosaic. I've been waiting for Mosaic to come out for years. They've been talking about Mosaic. It's going to transform our industry.
Who's Mosaic?
Why don't you tell us?
All right. So Mosaic is the FAA's Modernization of Special Airworthiness Certification Initiative.
Also known as?
Mosaic.
There you go.
It's a really big, major regulatory change. And the whole purpose of it is modernizing and expanding the light sport aircraft category and sport pilot privileges. So it's going to be fostering some innovation, enhancing safety, and the best part, making aviation more accessible. Brandon, what does that really mean for us?
I couldn't wait till you could ask. This was released at Oshkosh, by the way. So Sean Duffy, the Secretary of Transportation, came out to Oshkosh to make this announcement at Oshkosh. There is no better place for this particular announcement.
Yeah.
What this is going to mean, I get goosebumps thinking about it. It's unbelievable. Just, I mean, after you listen to this episode, you're going to listen to us talk about some really high level stuff, but go read into it. Go look at EAAs and AOPAs, like articles about it, and just go Google or use Gemini. That's what I'm using for my bullet points today, or ChatGPT, whatever. Go look up what Mosaic is. It's unbelievable because it's not technically fully out yet, but it's coming. But it's approved, which is unbelievable, okay? So it's going to expand light sport aircraft categories, like Carson was saying a moment ago. What that means is they're changing it, so it depends on what the stall speed is on the aircraft. For example, some 182s will be considered light sports. All 172s will be considered light sports. That means you no longer will have to get a medical, ever. You can fly with a driver's license.
Holy crap.
So the reason why we have basic med is because they were trying to get this approved years ago. Everybody touted as it was a great thing, but it really wasn't. All it did was get you 4 years if you were over 40. Realistically, that's all it really did. But this is what they really wanted back then. And now we have it.
So is it effective immediately?
Most of the rule, including the new sport pilot's privileges, maintenance certifications, become effective October 22nd. This is 90 days after its publication in the Federal Register.
Incredibly fast for the FAA.
Well, I mean, the administration we have today is moving very quick on a lot of things.
That's true.
A small number of mandatory instructions related to aircraft certification will become effective a year later, July 24th, 2026. And I'll get into that in a second. Point being, we are going to be able to fly more airplanes. You're not going to have to do all the cross countries. You can go get a light sport rating. If you want to go fly 172s, you want to go rent aircraft, no longer have to get a private pilot.
You can be a sport pilot.
You can be a sport pilot.
That's cool. And fly one of the most widely available aircraft.
In the world. Yes. That's awesome. You can. It is awesome. Also, LSAs before, okay, were only allowed 2 seats. Now, 4 seats.
What? I can bring a friend and then another friend and then another friend.
Yeah, Carson, you'd have to get those 2 extra friends if you want to bring them. They can now have retractable landing gear. The maximum takeoff weight is removed.
What?
Yes. So for example, like my Icon A5. Yeah. Okay. I know the guy who used to be the test pilot for Icon. So I used to ask him, so what can this plane actually fly to? Is there any way it'll ever get certified for more when it is a certified aircraft, right? And he said, oh yeah, it can go up in weight. You just have to change a few little things. Now I know for the Icon, there's somebody doing conversions for the 916 IS motor instead of the 912. And it basically, it turns it into an experimental aircraft. But in real life, when Icon, if they ever start making planes again, they were at Oshkosh, they said they're going to. When they start making airplanes again, if they don't go the certified route and they want to go the LSA version, they can put the bigger motor in it because they can make it weigh more.
Because there's no maximum takeoff weight limit.
Yeah, it's still going to have the same stall speed.
That's so cool.
Unbelievably cool, right? And they have all the data to prove it because I know the test pilot did all the data. You know the test pilot too.
Cool guy.
Like I said, it's going to be all 4-day VFR, I believe, right now. We'd have to double check that. We're going to do a full sport pilot episode. We'll get into really the details on all this.
We're just so excited.
We're pretty excited. But you can use a constant speed propeller on new airplanes too. That's a game changer.
And retractable landing.
And retractable landing.
So you can fly a complex.
Complex aircraft. I don't know what the stall speed is on an aero off the top of my head, but you might be able to fly an aero.
That's so cool.
I need to double check. You might even be able to fly a twin if it had a stall speed that was low enough.
So people can start making planes.
Oh, everybody's about to start making airplanes.
Crazy planes.
Oh, yeah. The LSA market for every airplane right now, somebody has LSAs. If they have them in their market, we're about to see, this is my personal opinion only fact, I think that the LSA market is going to take a nosedive for all the airplanes that are currently on the market or being sold. People are going to cancel their orders immediately.
Because they can go get something cool.
Now they can go get something better, cheaper. Imagine getting a plane that could basically be the same as a 172 for a fourth the cost.
Well, a lot of these people that were looking to get light sports were buying brand new planes.
I don't know how Cessna and Piper are going to stay in business. I don't. They have had such the leverage for so long because of how long it takes to get an aircraft certified. Certifications, it's going to be a lot faster. That's going to come out next year. Certification's going to be quicker. That's going to basically, that's just like a favor to do Cessna and Piper so they can get their ducks in a row. Guaranteed, there's going to be some issues for Cessna and Piper in the very near future. Who's going to want to go spend $600,000 or $400,000 in brand new Piper or Cessna? But you can go buy a light sport that hauls the same amount of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And goes the same speed for a quarter of the price.
And a quarter of the time to get it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
if
yeah.
not, you know, same day delivery.
Yeah. There, I mean, if you want to wait 4 years for an airplane or anywhere from 2 to 4 years for an airplane, and you have to pay for every single part of it up front, that means financing is a weird thing to do on new aircraft as well. There's zero chance that's going to happen anymore. I don't know who would want to buy them.
I wouldn't do it in the first place. I mean, if I put an order in for something that expensive 4 years in advance, probably wouldn't want it by the time I get it.
You know what time it is, Carson?
Time's up, Brandon.
It's time to talk about one of our favorite companies.
Which company would that be?
Aviation Mentors is excited to be sponsored by the one and only Stratus Financial, dedicated to supporting the next generation of future aviators.
You know, Stratus Financial really understands the financial challenges that students face in pursuing their aviation dreams. That's why they offer student loans specifically tailored to aspiring pilots.
With competitive rates and flexible repayment plans, Stratus Financial helps take your aviation education to new heights.
So go visit their website today at www.stratus.finance. Just to be clear, that is not .com, it's .finance. And embark on your journey towards a sky full of possibilities.
Carson, it's time to get back to what we do best.
The show.
The show.
It's going to upend the flight training industry, Carson. Everybody who has Cessnas and Piper fleets, in my opinion, only my opinion, is now going to struggle to compete with the new flight schools that put all the brand new types of light sports in. And this is going to be 2 years from now, by the way, because it's going to be so much cheaper, making aviation more affordable for everybody. I've been telling everybody at Oshkosh when this came out, this is going to revolutionize the marketplace. We are going to see 60s or 70s style aviation resurge in America again.
About damn time.
This is making aviation great again. I know I'm going to
No, this really is.
I'm going to make some people irritated with that mnemonic there, but it really is.
It really is.
It really is. And this has
been in
the works for over a decade. So there's not one person that gets the credit for this. There's a lot of people that probably do, but literally it's going to transform. It's also going to revise, and I don't know that much about this, but we'll get into it when we get into sport pilot stuff. It's going to revise the privileges to get a repairman certificate for light sport to expand with the categories of light sport aircraft. Therefore, we can do condition inspections on amateur built aircraft for light sport aircraft.
Wow. Everything's about to get affordable.
Well,
more affordable.
More affordable. I mean, engines are very expensive still.
It's not going to be $10 an hour, but
I mean, if Rotax can like up their production, or we can get a new engine manufacturer that can like jump into this game, the world is the oyster. Let's get all the pearls. Unbelievable, huh?
This is going to be huge.
Huge.
I'm excited to see where this takes us.
Oh, me too. So I hope that wasn't too much excitement, because it gets me thrilled. I said goosebumps in the beginning of this episode because it was. It's just, what a time to be alive in general aviation. It's going to transform our lives. And Carson, you were talking about you're not flying enough, right?
Yeah, it's expensive.
It's expensive.
That's something that we were just talking about before we started our episode.
Exactly. This is one way that aviation is more affordable again. It's not immediate.
Well, we're going to be getting away, though, from these $300 an hour for a Cessna 172.
It's going to be gone. There'll be no point in doing that.
No, we can probably get a lot closer to that $100 an hour
mark. We are seeing it with light sports, but a bigger guy cannot go fly a little tiny light sport airplane without having what?
I know. But now there's so many more things that are going to be considered light sport. So I can fit into 172. I can't fit in the Icon.
Yep, exactly. It's going to transform people's lives.
So do you think a lot more people not going the career route are going to be going for their sport pilot?
I think that people who were quitting getting a private pilot. So there's this whole number out there that 80% of pilots don't continue. I would say that number's true only for people who are doing it for fun and not doing it as a career. I have data that we've compiled over the years that 85% of pilots who have the money and are fully funded actually finish pilot training. Only 15% quit that are fully funded.
And that shows you what a major roadblock. And we've said this since the beginning of the podcast, that the finance part and having the money in order is the biggest hurdle.
It is the biggest.
Seeing it being biggest hurdle for 85% of people that start this is...
I'm going to make another prediction. You know, I like making my predictions. I'm going to say that people working on their sport pilot with these new aircraft that they're going to be able to rent, et cetera, they don't have to go get a medical. There's just less hoops they have to jump through. I'm going to say that we are going to bring that 80% down to 60%.
Wow. Yep. There's an alternative route now.
There's going to be an alternative route. It doesn't sound like it's that crazy of a route, because just getting a medical gets rid of
probably 10 or 20 people. For so many people.
For so many people.
And the process is unnecessarily difficult.
It is.
I understand the points of a lot of the parts. You know, don't take this medication, but
no,
when you can't take DayQuil and fly within 48 hours.
No, that I kind of still agree with a little bit, but it's the people that are taking like antidepressants and they're not able to fly. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, the people that are actually working on their mental health.
Yeah, instead of the ones that are not. Those are the ones still flying us, by the way, or they're lying about taking the medication. That's guaranteed out there. A lot of people are talking about that, and I'm a big proponent of medical reform, which I hope will be next on this. But with that being said, we will go into part 3 of our Oshkosh adventure coming up soon with a little story time by moi. Some past stories of Oshkosh.
Nice. I love story time. Let me get a blanket and some hot chocolate. Actually, I have both here. I have a blanket and I have hot chocolate.
And I've got coffee. So it's fantastic. Oh, my coffee cup even matches me today. Actually, I'm matchy-matchy all over. My watch matches, my coffee matches, my shoes match. I feel like being matchy-matchy.
Good for you, Brandon. You really have everything in order today.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much. As always, please, if you'd like to reach out to either one of us, you can reach us on our emails, Brandon@AviationMentors.com or Carson@AviationMentors.com for a producer, Mark@AviationMentors.com. Don't forget to add us on LinkedIn. We are on that most of all for social media. Make sure you put Aviation Mentors in there when you add us. That way we make sure to add you back. There's too many people that try to just sell me things every day on LinkedIn. I probably get 20 requests a day, so I do not add those people any longer. But if you are an aviator or somebody interested in this industry, I would love to add you. I put out some articles every once in a while, and they're always fun. Besides that, please don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share all the great things you do on social media. And of course, if you're watching us on YouTube, it really helps us grow the aviation community. And of course, it helps us grow the podcast, which gives us a little bit more reach in this industry. So we appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening today.
Thanks, everyone. And as wrap up for the day, remember, here to guide you in your aviation journey. So fly safe and enjoy the ride.
See you.